This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Thanks for hanging out with us today on this 6th of July, which means we are 10 days away from the 16th, which means you have basically 1 week and 2 weekends to think about going to Italy. And I don't say, hey, let's go to Italy, like, hey, let's go to the store or let's go to town. This trip that will happen at the end of October is a destination. It's more than just going to see the sights. This is an incredible travel experience brought together, organized by a guy who's done this for many, many years. Michael Kenny, thanks for organizing this amazing travel experience that a lot of people are going to have at the end of October.
Oh, my pleasure, Mick. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It was a decent 4th of July for me. How about you?
Yes, we had a great time down here in the Minneapolis area.
Good deal. All right, but we are now 10 days away from kind of decision day, so I guess we got to get folks revved up about heading to Italy. So let's talk about the trip here in day parts. Fly from, we land in Rome, then what happens?
Yeah, we land in Rome. We actually start at Fargo, which is nice and convenient for most folks, but there's not a direct flight to Rome, but we'll have a connecting city. Then we arrive in Rome, and we'll arrive in late morning, and we'll have time to explore the city with a local guide. So a local guide joins the group, which is really nice. Right from the airport, as soon as you collect your bags, we walk out together as a group. We have a beautiful, comfortable motor coach waiting just for our group. We get on the bus, and then we'll have a city tour of Rome. And our local guide does such a great job explaining the city itself and how it's laid out. For me, and maybe for you too, Mick, it's kind of nice to get your bearings of what the city looks like. So we kind of do like a circle tour of it, then we'll go in and explore it a little bit more. And of course, we don't see every single thing there is to see in the city, but we really take the highlights. And the first day, we don't overwhelm you at all, because, you know, you've had that overnight flight and you've just arrived, and we'll take you into one of the areas that we call Ancient Rome and the Colosseum. And that's really the birthplace of Rome. It's over 2,000 years old, which is unbelievable. Much of it is in ruin, but it's still, you can really see a lot of the monuments and the buildings there. And our local guide does such a good job describing it. But I think that what's most exciting for people that first day is seeing the Colosseum. And we'll go into the Roman Colosseum, which is almost 2,000 years old. If you could imagine the gladiators fighting there with all kinds of different animals and thousands of people. Have you seen the movie Gladiator?
Russell Crowe, yes. Yeah. that in fact, it was just on TV, I think, a month or so ago again. So.
Okay. Well, I always try to tell people to brush up on that before you go. It's you know, it's not all historic, but they do such a nice job. You see that from the clothing that they wear to actually seeing the Colosseum and fights inside of it. So it's kind of like that whole gladiator life comes to life right there in front of you. But we'll explore not just the outside. A lot of people think it's, you know, 2,000 years old. You only can see it from the outside. We actually get to go in it. And it's in actually excellent condition. They've done a nice job renovating most of it. But we'll go in. We'll explore it. We'll walk some of the areas of the gladiators walked. And again, we have a local guide that really talks about that. So we really just focus on that part of Rome on that first day, is visiting the ancient, the oldest part of Rome. And people love it. Then, of course, we unpack it in our beautiful centrally located hotel.
Excellent. All right. Well, also in Rome, things like St. Peter's Basilica, the Vatican. Describe that, those tours.
Yeah, and that is a lot of fun. Everybody's heard of that, of course, too. And again, I mentioned it before, even if you're not Catholic, it's something spectacular to go see St. Peter's Cathedral. Basilica. It's the largest church on earth, if you can imagine that. I remember my first time there. I was there with a lot of people, and there was a long line waiting to get in there, and I thought it would be completely packed. Well, Mick, I didn't know it held 60,000 people inside. So there was plenty of room. You never felt crowded. But the works of art inside that are beautiful. It's a stunning building. It's roughly about 400 to 500 years old. So we'll explore St. Peter's and then the Vatican, the museum itself. It's the treasures of the Catholic Church, from sculptures to paintings to busts, you name it. There, it's unbelievable, and we'll explore that entire museum. But what happens at the very end is it's fascinating. We visit the Sistine Chapel. That happens right at the end of the tour, and you go inside and just you try to imagine the famous artist of Michelangelo on his back painting the ceiling and the back area behind the altar. It's just such an amazing experience to see the Sistine Chapel. So we'll actually do that, and that's where they still hold the conclave where the elect the latest pope. So we'll get to go in that as well, and that's so much fun. So that's our two nights in Rome, and then we have a beautiful night and we listen to some Italian music and have a great time. So that's our taste of Rome, if you will.
Excellent. Wow. Sounds fascinating and a travel experience for sure. What we've talked about Venice and the Italian Riviera and all that. We haven't talked much about Florence. So describe the Florence time.
Yeah, Florence is really what started. They call it the Renaissance. It's the birthplace of the Renaissance, the Enlightening period, where a lot of cities throughout Europe were in the Middle Ages, was very drab, kind of dark, not much color. And the Medici family said, you know what, we need to make things beautiful. So they hired all these artisans, and they lived right in Florence. And artisans from all over the world, mostly Italy, came to Florence because they were able to get money, plus they were able to design, to sculpt, to paint. And Florence became the mecca that everybody would flock to see these artists. And the whole city had sculptures and paintings. The buildings were dressed, and they put beautiful marble on the exterior. So cities around the world literally changed because of Florence, because it was such a beautiful city, and it is today. And the skyline of Florence hasn't changed in 500 years. The Santa Maria del Fiore, the massive church in the center, is still there today that dominates the skyline. And we'll explore that whole city, which is phenomenal. I shouldn't even really say a city. It's the old medieval area we're at. It's very walkable. It's easy to get around. And we have a local guide that takes us through these small little streets. You see the Medici's chapels, their old homes. It wasn't destroyed too badly during World War II, so it still retains this just amazing charm. And I've been there many times, fortunate to have been there many times, but I enjoy going to Florence every single time because it's just awe-inspiring. And you might have heard of the statue, the David by Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he resides there, and he's 14 feet high. He's massive, made out of amazing Carrara marble, and we'll see that as well. So Florence is just a gem of a city.
So all the Renaissance men and women out there, come along to Italy with Michael Keeney and go to Florence. All right. So how much Italian should we learn before we go?
Well, I know you've been probably training for quite a while, Mick, on that, but you don't have to worry about that. What's great about this is, you know, the areas that we visit, it is touristy. So the people do speak English for the most part. You really won't have a problem at the restaurants, at the hotels. It's really not a problem. The only time you might run into a little barrier, and I use that loosely, is maybe if you're buying a leather belt or, you know, a little trinket from a little mom-pa type of place, they might not speak English. But, you know, pointing works really well, and they understand local currency, the euro. So that's easy to figure out. So you don't have to worry about learning the language. You'll learn a couple words, you know, greetings, hello, thank you, things like that. But you don't have to worry about getting your Rosetta Stone out and practicing that.
Okay. Well, that's molto bene. That's good.
Molto bene, yes.
All right. So this is a 10-day travel experience, trip of a lifetime. And again, the Michael Keeney of Defined Destinations, he put the company together, the trip together, and you've gone like on how many trips in your career?
Oh, I don't know. To Italy itself, maybe 20 times. I try to go every year. with groups. And this is arguably what my favorite trip, because it's just a true taste of Italy from the middle of the country all the way up to the north and the Alps. It's phenomenal.
All right. And we're, like I say, we're coming up on 10 days away for people to make a decision. I know people have been listening kind of casually, and we've got a lot of great Farm Talk listeners all across the Dakotas. And we would encourage everybody to, what's the easiest? Should they email you, go to the website, click on something, or should they just give you a call?
You know, honestly, it's whatever's easiest for the listener to do. If you use a computer, great. It's a great way to see photos, which I think photographs and video is, it's worth, you know, 100 words just to even look at that. You can sign up. You can register for the trip right online at defineddestinations.com. If you're not a techie and you don't like going on the online, that's fine, too. We'd be happy to chat with you over the phone, and you can give us a call at 651-398-9358, and we can go over any questions you have and even sign you up for the trip that way, too.
All right. DefineddDestinations.com, 651-398-9358. We're coming up on Decision Day. It's July 16th, and that's the day maybe you want to send mom and dad there for all the things they've done for you through your life. And, you know, they probably started the farm. And so a lot of good stuff. Michael Kenny, Define Destinations, thanks for the description of this travel experience. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mick.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yep. Bye now.